T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Getting into our second segment super late here because we have just played for you the press conference from the prosecutor in the state of Michigan who has announced more charges in the Oxford High School shooting. And those charges are involuntary manslaughter charges, 4 counts to the parents of this school shooter. And as I said going into the break, I am no expert on this. Raises my eyebrows. I think the prosecutor made a very good case as to why she levied these charges. But let's speak with our legal analyst here for 97.1, frequent fill-in for me and for other hosts here on 97.1. Brad Young joins us now. Brad, thank you so much for giving us some of your time today. You listened to that press conference with us. Before I ask you any questions, tell me your top-line thoughts.
Well, top-line thoughts, Annie, are that the prosecutor laid out, I think, in a very compelling fashion, the culpability of the parents for criminal liability. But one of the things we have to remember as we have this discussion is that there's going to be potential criminal liability, but there's also going to be potential civil liability. And those are 2 different standards. We also have the potential for federal charges here. So as in many instances, there are overlapping laws that apply, criminal, civil, and different jurisdictions. And so this is very complex.
Yeah, which is why you're here, because my head's spinning. And I'm thinking when I hear this initially, I'm like, can a parent really be charged in this capacity? I mean, it's kind of strange to me that they're charging him as an adult, but they're charging them as the parents, suggesting that they had responsibility over him. Do you see these charges being reasonable and actionable?
Well, I think the charges are reasonable, but you just touched on an enormous issue that I want to come back to, because it is correct that that this Mr. Crumbly here, 15-year-old, he's been charged as an adult. And yet under Michigan law, I even looked it up this morning, under Michigan law, the age of majority is 18. And the parental liability from a civil perspective only applies to minor children. So I don't know how that would impact a potential civil case if he's charged as an adult, but the parental liability law only applies to minor or underage children. That might be a conflict later on in civil cases. With regard to this instance, though, I don't think it's legally significant as to whether he's charged as a minor or as an adult when it comes to the involuntary manslaughter charges, because under Michigan law, you can be susceptible or liable for involuntary manslaughter anytime a person is accidentally killed due to your criminal negligence. Mm. And that occurs when someone, they don't have to have the intent to kill them, but they were so negligent or recklessly negligent that it resulted in somebody else's death. So I guess, again, to summarize, there's a lot of complexity here. Criminal charges for the parents, I don't think are impacted by the minor or the child being charged as an adult, but it could absolutely impact the potential civil liability.
We're speaking with 97.1 legal analyst Brad Young with Harris, Dowell, Fisher & Young. If you want to learn more about their law practice, you can Google Brad Young and that will pop up for you. So I'm curious what kind of penalty comes with these criminal charges of involuntary manslaughter for the parents. What could they be looking at?
Yeah, they could be looking at, I believe, and this is something I need to double check under Michigan law, but certainly imprisonment could be for a period of years for each charge. And at this point, they're being charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. If any of the other seven people who were shot eventually die, then those charges can be amended. Now, one thing about Michigan law, Michigan does not have the death penalty. So that wouldn't necessarily apply to the parents anyway, because you can't ever receive a death penalty for involuntary manslaughter. But with regard to the child, even if he's convicted on all charges, the maximum sentence under Michigan law would be life in prison.
You're bringing up Ethan Crumley, the 15-year-old son here that did this. He's been, as I said, he's being tried as an adult. I understand that he pled not guilty. I mean, laying out what we just heard right here, reconcile those two things for me.
Well, defendants will always plead not guilty. And actually, that's correct, because it's the state's job to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. So even if you lay out a fantastic case, we have only heard one side of the argument. So, for example, when someone is indicted, there's an old saying that you can indict a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
The reason why that phrase is so popular is because in an indictment, you only hear one side of the case. You don't hear the other side. So, for example, if Ethan pleads that he's innocent due to insanity, that would be a way to defeat the charges against Ethan.
Okay.
So you would have to plead not guilty at this stage in order to preserve your right to challenge those charges.
So I'm going to bring a comment here and kind of follow up with a question. Lots of people listening and watching right now on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, participating in the live chat and reacting to what we heard in the press conference. For folks who didn't get to hear the whole thing, if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, you find 97.1 FM Talk there. You can rewind to the beginning of the show, hear the whole thing, and catch up with us. Andy says on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, sounds like the school should have searched him and his stuff. I don't know the laws about that, but I think when in school, you're subject to search at will. And we heard in the press conference some of the questions saying, you know, there are a lot of very angry people about how the school also handled this. Do you hear what we heard and think there could potentially be some legal liability for the school officials, and potential more charges coming?
I do, but I don't see against the school, I don't see criminal charges. What I do see against the school is civil liability, and there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, there are lots of cases in the country where parents have been charged for the acts of their children. And in this instance, though, the parents, the liability limits here would be based upon their homeowner's insurance. Well, most people, again, I'm just generalizing, but most people only have $100,000 or $300,000 of coverage on their homeowner's insurance. But if someone wants to get serious money for all of these individuals, they're going to have to bring in the school to charge them in a civil case with liability. And I think that is a guaranteed action here, because that's the only way to get significant compensation for all of these victims.
Brad Young, 97.1 legal analyst, reacting to the four counts of involuntary manslaughter charged to both parents individually in the shooting in Oxford High School in Michigan. Brad, can we take a quick break here? Would you be willing to finish out the hour with us?
And absolutely.
Okay.
Happy to do it.
Fantastic, because you're doing great and I'm soaking up every minute of it. So thank you. For anybody who's listening who has questions or thoughts on this, now is the time to join us. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. Click on the live video there. You can comment your questions and comments, obviously. There also, the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come hang out with us. Join the conversation, and I will read them as they come in and potentially get some to Brad on the other side of this break. Do not go anywhere. We continue this conversation in just a minute. So welcome back to the Annie Fry Show, kind of a different kind of hour that we're doing here right now. A reminder that if you join us on the live stream right now, you can participate in the conversation taking place with near 100 folks listening to the show and reacting in real time with our guest, who is also on the live stream, our 97.1 legal analyst, Brad Young, with Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young Law Firm. He's here right now to react to the newly announced, just within the last couple hours, four counts of involuntary manslaughter charges to the parents of Ethan Crumley, who is the 15-year-old who is charged with shooting up Oxford High School, killing four people, injuring 11. Brad, thank you for hanging on with us and giving us your expertise. It's great to have you here.
My pleasure.
So I want to ask you, I'm seeing this phrase, in our comment section here quite a bit. Slippery slope. That's what a lot of people are suggesting here. If these parents can be charged with, you know, the negligence that the prosecutor laid out that caused the access to this gun, and they knew that he was a threat and they didn't do anything, does this slippery slope its way on down to parents who provide their children alcohol underage and they get in a car and they kill somebody in a car accident? Is that involuntary manslaughter? Does this open up a big new window of opportunity to hold parents responsible for the actions of their children?
Well, I think we've actually seen that before with regard to parents giving alcohol, knowingly giving alcohol to their underage children. And if those children go out and drive and kill someone, I believe that there have been parents charged with that. So I don't see it as a slippery slope. But here's the question that I have, and I've seen this posted on the Facebook page by several people. And that is, for example, one person posted, next week when a teen is killed in St. Louis, I hope the parents are arrested. I want to hear all of their texts as well. And that raises a great question. We have a lot of murders and a lot of shootings in the city of St. Louis, and even to a certain degree in the county. Mm. And so in that instance, if those children are using guns with the full knowledge of the parents, then at that point, I believe we could see the parents charged here locally. But what makes this case different is that you have Jennifer and James Crumley actually posting about buying this gun for their child. And even I think the mom texted when the son was looking for ammunition, the mom texted, I'm not mad at you. You just have to learn not to get caught.
Started that text with LOL, I might add,
yeah,
which is
exactly
so mind blowing.
So you have tangible evidence here that the parents, number one, knowingly gave the gun to their child. Number two, knowing that the child was actually searching for ammunition online. And three, advising the child not to get caught. So if you have a similar situation with regard to the shootings in St. Louis, I do see parents being charged. But in most instances, at least in St. Louis, I suspect the parents would say, we had no idea. Mm. We didn't give our child the gun, and we certainly didn't condone the violence. And that would distinguish those cases from what we see with the Crumleys.
97.1 legal analyst Brad Young reacting to the developments in the case of the Oxford High School shooting. Eric on our YouTube channel says, I'd be interested to see what fault falls on the school in this situation. You just listed out a whole bunch of anecdotes that the prosecutor gave about how the parents absolutely were aware of the threat that was posed by Ethan. We have a teacher who took a picture of a drawing that was on Ethan's desk, and I wrote some of this stuff down. He wrote, thoughts won't stop, and he drew a bullet then and wrote blood everywhere. He drew a person who was shot. He drew a laughing emoji. And then he also wrote the words, my life is useless and, quote, the world is dead. The teacher and the school was aware of this. The teacher obviously took a photo and forwarded this along to the administration. They called the parents in. They had a meeting with the parents. And then the kid went back to class after the parent. Nothing happened. I mean, if my child died that day at the hands of this crazed 15-year-old kid, I think I'm fully within my rights to say that the school was absolutely negligent.
I agree, Annie, and I feel the same way. And in this instance, that's why I think the school has civil liability, but I don't think the school has criminal liability for this reason, at least from what we've heard today. The school knew that Ethan was a problem, that he had anger issues, and that he may have been in a position to hurt someone. But as far as I know, they were not aware that Ethan had a gun and that he had brought a gun to school and that he had his parents' permission to own that gun. And so that, I think, is what distinguishes the civil from the criminal. The parents knew all of that. The school did not. But the school absolutely, and I promise you, will have civil liability.
So, Brad, we only got about a minute and a half or so left here. I'm curious how you see this playing out in additional charges, civil charges potentially for the school. You've mentioned federal charges that could still be coming into this case. What? How do we civilians who don't understand the legal system see the timeline playing out from this point going forward?
Well, certainly, I think you're going to see timeline-wise, the first and foremost is that Ethan will be dealt with criminally. And then secondly, we'll see the parents dealt with criminally. And the civil cases will always wait until after the criminal, because then if there are convictions, those can be used as proof in the civil cases. finally, on a timeline perspective, I believe that the federal charges will be the last to come into play, because they're going to want to see, the federal authorities are going to want to see how the state charges play out before they decide whether or not additional federal charges should be filed.
And real quickly, Brad, you know, Michigan gun laws are probably specific, so I don't know if you can answer this directly, but the father legally purchased the gun and he put it in a drawer. He didn't have it locked up, but according to the prosecutor, they don't have specific laws there that say it has to be locked up. Is there anything regarding the gun purchase here or the gun, the ownership of the gun, that you deem to be suspect or potentially illegal?
I don't. But I did briefly research Michigan law this morning, and there's no Michigan law that requires owners to keep the guns actually locked. But the fact that we have evidence that they freely gave the gun to their child, knew he was searching for ammo, and probably knew that he was using it outside of their presence, that's what creates the criminal liability.
Brad Young, 97.1 legal analyst, Harris Dowell, Fisher & Young, a real pleasure and a privilege to have you join us today. You fill in for me regularly. I said I've never had an on-air conversation with Brad, not at any length. So it's great to have you here, where we're both able to do this together, and your expertise is very appreciated.
Happy to do it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.